Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, everybody. Today in the studio, we have a world-famous singer and actress, Michelle, with us. Michelle has just turned 50 years old, but she's full of energy and plans about her future work. Hello, Michelle.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me here today. It's a great pleasure for me.
You have been collaborating with the same songwriters for your entire career. Not many singers can manage that. What's the secret to maintaining a healthy working relationship over such a long stretch of time?
It's simple. Love and respect. These people are gifted, plus they treat what they do very seriously. That kind of attitude is rare, and once you've found it, you don't want to let it go.
You used to famously suffer from stage fright. Now you look so relaxed while performing. Have you managed to overcome it?
Years ago, psychotherapy helped me deal with the anxiety. I've also used a tape on excellence to calm my nerves before I perform live. And when I'm really nervous, I say, let go and let God.
Your life is so busy. How do you keep the balance between work and family?
This is very difficult, but at the same time, it's necessary for any woman, isn't it? I think you just have to do the best you can and at the same time be true to your own artistic needs. If you're not fulfilled and happy, you can't be a good parent to your child.
You've backed many non-profit organisations and political candidates over the years. What's the strategy behind your philanthropy?
I follow what's in my heart and what I feel are urgent, important issues that deserve attention, whether it be after-school programs for underserved kids in Los Angeles, helping to restore arts and music programs in schools, encouraging people to vote, or preserving the Fourth Estate so that we can continue to have journalism that educates the public and holds our leaders accountable. Through my foundation, I make many small grants throughout the year, but I usually have one priority area where a majority of the grant-making is focused. Since 1984, climate change has been the focus, and in the past few years, I've added women's health to that list of core priorities. In politics, I support candidates who are consistent with my values and whose policies are in line with the needs of working people as opposed to corporations.
You recently raised a lot of money for the Women's Heart Centre. How did you go about persuading people to support that cause?
I just told people the truth about women and heart disease, that it kills more women than men and more women than all cancers combined. People are shocked. Many haven't ever heard the statistics, and the facts speak for themselves.
How do you recharge?
My stamina comes from my own life force, and exercise and diet allow me to keep my energy up. When I want to decompress, I watch movies and play games on my computer.
You have come a really long way. Which parts of your career have been most satisfying and what, if any, regrets do you have?
Acting years ago, writing, directing, composing music and designing. I'm very grateful to still have my voice, which has been there to serve me when I want to work. And I'm grateful to have such loyal fans who want to come see me perform. Ultimately, I regret not playing all the parts I wanted to play. Juliet and a few more.
Thank you very much, Michelle. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, everybody. Today in the studio, we have a world-famous singer and actress, Michelle, with us. Michelle has just turned 50 years old, but she's full of energy and plans about her future work. Hello, Michelle.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me here today. It's a great pleasure for me.
You have been collaborating with the same songwriters for your entire career. Not many singers can manage that. What's the secret to maintaining a healthy working relationship over such a long stretch of time?
It's simple. Love and respect. These people are gifted, plus they treat what they do very seriously. That kind of attitude is rare, and once you've found it, you don't want to let it go.
You used to famously suffer from stage fright. Now you look so relaxed while performing. Have you managed to overcome it?
Years ago, psychotherapy helped me deal with the anxiety. I've also used a tape on excellence to calm my nerves before I perform live. And when I'm really nervous, I say, let go and let God.
Your life is so busy. How do you keep the balance between work and family?
This is very difficult, but at the same time, it's necessary for any woman, isn't it? I think you just have to do the best you can and at the same time be true to your own artistic needs. If you're not fulfilled and happy, you can't be a good parent to your child.
You've backed many non-profit organisations and political candidates over the years. What's the strategy behind your philanthropy?
I follow what's in my heart and what I feel are urgent, important issues that deserve attention, whether it be after-school programmes for underserved kids in Los Angeles, helping to restore arts and music programmes in schools, encouraging people to vote, or preserving the Fourth Estate so that we can continue to have journalism that educates the public and holds our leaders accountable. Through my foundation, I make many small grants throughout the year, but I usually have one priority area where a majority of the grant-making is focused. Since 1984, climate change has been the focus, and in the past few years, I've added women's health to that list of core priorities. In politics, I support candidates who are consistent with my values and whose policies are in line with the needs of working people as opposed to corporations.
You recently raised a lot of money for the Women's Heart Centre. How did you go about persuading people to support that cause?
I just told people the truth about women and heart disease, that it kills more women than men and more women than all cancers combined. People are shocked. Many haven't ever heard the statistics, and the facts speak for themselves.
How do you recharge?
My stamina comes from my own life force, and exercise and diet allow me to keep my energy up. When I want to decompress, I watch movies and play games on my computer.
You have come a really long way. Which parts of your career have been most satisfying and what, if any, regrets do you have?
Acting years ago, writing, directing, composing music and designing. I'm very grateful to still have my voice, which has been there to serve me when I want to work. And I'm grateful to have such loyal fans who want to come see me perform. Ultimately, I regret not playing all the parts I wanted to play. Juliet and a few more.
Thank you very much, Michelle. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.